Great day, friends, listeners, all across the podcast wave. I pray that you're in a blessed place this evening. I want to talk to you briefly on what has been placed on my heart. By the way, I am your host, your finder, Elder Shane McIntyre. Podcast will be entitled Let's Talk. Very quickly, for about the next 4 to 7 minutes, I want to share something with listeners that it may bless you. I don't know what place that you're in, where this encouragement may find you. But as we embark on a brand new year, 2019, we must definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, honor who is head in our life. One thing in life for certainly that I have discovered and found out, I've been on this earth for 43 years, and I found out that I didn't always honor God. There was time when I allowed other things to dwell in my life, and it's safe to say, friends, that I honored the works of the enemy, which we know as the devil. But going forward in 2019, the Lord shared something briefly on my heart, as a matter of fact, New Year's Eve night. And he brought me to a familiar passage of scripture in the book of Joshua, the very first chapter, when God began to commission Joshua to go to the next level. And he simply spoke these words as plain, I'm paraphrasing. He said to Joshua, "My servant Moses is dead, and I need you, Joshua, to go to the next level, to the land that I have promised you, and not only you, but the children of Israel. They have dwelled in the wilderness for about 40 years. 40 years, if you really do your research on it, 40 years was way too long for them to be dwelling in the wilderness on a journey that they had before them. But God tells Joshua, I want you to go forward. I want you to cross the Jordan River. And everything that your feet touches, every place that your feet touches, I'm going to bless you with that land. And I'm going to take you into the land of milk and honey. And he also began to tell Joshua that don't worry about the oppositions that you're going to face. Don't worry about even the struggles that are going to come your way. I want you to know, Joshua, that I'm there with you every step of the way. I won't leave you, nor would I forsake you. Just as I was with Moses, I will be there with you every step of the way. Now, these was promises that God began to give Joshua, and he wanted to reassure Joshua that no matter how it looked, no matter what it may seem, no matter how opposition began to come against you, no matter what weapon that would form against you, I want you to know that those things won't prosper. But just know, Joshua, be of good cheer. Matter of fact, he told him to be courageous, because I am there with you every step of the way. So if you do your study, crossing the River Jordan would normally be a easy task. As a matter of fact, the River Jordan didn't really get too deep. But on these certain conditions, now Joshua had to lead the children of Israel across the Jordan River when it seems like the river had enlarged itself. Things began to come up in the river. Matter of fact, opposition was in the river. But just as he commissioned Moses, even going back to when he was bringing the children of Israel out of Egypt and he parted the Red Sea. So he began to tell Joshua to allow the praisers, if you will, to carry the ark in the Jordan River. And as they was holding the ark, God would be there with them and for them. Amen. Allowing everyone to pass over to the Jordan River. You're saying, bro, preacher, where you going with this? I want you to know, in the year of 2019, every promises that God has made to you to take place in your life, there are going to be some opposition that comes your way. But just know of a certainty that God is there with you every step of the way. And I began to search the scripture, and I chose Joshua for this passage of encouragement, if you will, because Joshua didn't just get into a relationship with God, but he was there through the good, the bad, and the ugly, even going all the way back into the wilderness. Amen. So the whole entire journey, Joshua, he honored God. Amen. He kept God first in his life. He built a tremendous faith in God. So he knew without a shadow of a doubt the words that God was speaking to him. If he just hold on to God's unchanging hand, that God would be there with him every step of the way. There was a testing of his faith. It was a trying of his faith. But just as God began to talk to Joshua, he said, "Let these words not depart from out of your mouth, but keep them so dear to you. Keep them so close to you. Keep my commandments. And Joshua, I promise you that you will see the land of milk and honey." You know the story. Opposition came that way, but Joshua, he never gave up. He never quit. He held on to God's unchanging hand. And just as God promised, they began to embark in the land of milk and honey. So friends, even if you never heard of me, you may be a complete stranger to this podcast. I want you to know that I still consider you as friend because I honor the God that is in my life. In order for me to honor God that's in my life, I must learn how to honor men, women, children, everyone that God has placed in my path. And as I honor them, just like God would, amen, not looking on their lack, not looking on their faults, but honoring the God that sent me, that can empower us to get on the path of righteousness, if you will, to get on the path to seek God and all the promises that he have bestowed on their life or in their life. I want you to know that God is there with you every step of the way. And when it seems like time has gotten hard for you, when it seems like opposition is getting the best of you, and sometimes they will, just know that God promised that he will never leave you nor forsake you as long as you're honoring God in your life. Friend, be blessed. Until the next time, I see you around.